Hello, everyone. Welcome back to I Have No Idea, the podcast where we take baby steps through life so we can properly grow and glow. That's the goal. So, the last time we were here, or the last time I did an episode, we talked about the five ways I self-care. So let's just do a small recap of that. So, should have brought some water in here. The first way, or one of the ways that I self-care, would be journaling and writing positive affirmations in my journal. The second way would be working out outside, getting some sun, some fresh air. Third, I laugh, so whether it's funny animes or a funny sitcom or a funny movie, I put it on. Also, funny podcasts. Amanda Steele's podcast always has me laughing. Her podcast is called Small Doses, if you want to check that out. Another way I self-care is I check myself on things. I'm not the most self-aware person, but I'm making great strides. Always room for improvement, but I feel like that's a very important way that we self-care. We got to check ourselves. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. And the last way, or one of the ways, I guess I should say another way, since these aren't the only things I do to self-care, I spend time alone. So put that phone on do not disturb, get you some tea, sit and just enjoy your own space. You don't have to worry about other people's emotions, other people's thoughts. You can fully have some time to yourself. Everyone can do it. Even if you have to start off small, like maybe when you get home, just that first hour you get home, you don't look at your phone, you just completely decompress. Take baby steps. That's what this whole podcast is about. Now, before we get into today's topic, let's check in. First, I want to ask, how are y'all doing? Just think about that. Whatever state you're in, whether you're irritated, agitated, peaceful, happy, anxious, whatever it is, just take note of how you feel. And while you're thinking about that and while you focus on that, let's take a deep breath. And pause and exhale. I like to think of my inhales being inhaling all the good shit, and my exhales exhaling all the bad shit or the bullshit. So again, let's take a deep breath and release. One more time. Inhale as deeply as you can. And exhale fully. All right. And I always like to, after we do our breathing exercises, I like to say a positive affirmation. So, let's see. Today's affirmation will be, I am receiving prosperity. I always like to say my affirmations when I'm looking into a mirror and just really staring dead into my eyes, like directly into my eyes, and just say it to myself. I am receiving prosperity. That's riches, that's lessons, that's anything that is going to make me more prosperous and level me up to the next version of myself. So that is our affirmation, and now that we have checked in, I'm going to introduce, or at least you know what the topic is. This topic is, well, today's topic is, where is the support? And the reason that that's the title of today's episode is because in the gay community, something has confused me for a while. I've been in circles where me and guys have planned our whole weddings, what we want in a relationship, kids, dog, wife, picket fence, the whole nine. I've been in these circles where people have dreamed up these things, And then when a relationship pops up, it's like no support. It's always something negative said or something just not supporting. The actions are not supportive, to say the least. So I wanted to talk about that, and I want to see like what is really going on. So before I get into that, we're gonna take a quick break and I'll be right back. So we are back. like I said, the title of the episode is Where's the Support? And that question is geared towards my LGBT community, mainly my Black gay men, maybe even just gay men, period. But like I said, I've had this thought for a while, and just coming into the gay world and relationships and things, I've just noticed this. Whenever a relationship pops up, it's usually not met with a lot of support. It's usually not met with, oh my God, I'm so happy for you guys, or anything like that. So I'm always seeing something that's not the most positive of responses to you know, new relationships. So I made a status, and I'll read it off. I made a status on Facebook, and the status goes, it's odd how some people in the community fantasize about weddings, marriage, relationships, and kids. But when someone is going after all of that, you hear nothing but negativity. You hear things like, I used to talk to him, he was just in my inbox, etc., etc. Some of y'all don't support relationships unless it's yours, and that's sad. I've seen it and experienced it firsthand. If you don't have anything nice to say, shut up and go watch Drag Race. I'm sick of y'all and these bitter-ass attitudes. Jeez Louise. So that was my status. And it's been something I've wanted to say, something I've wanted to talk about for a while. I just didn't know how to talk about it. I didn't want to step on any toes, but I'm at the point now where I'm like, I just need to know what the fuck is going on with this situation. And like I said in the status, like when relationships pop up, I hear shit like, I used to talk to him, he was just in my inbox, oh, he's a cheater, it won't last, aren't they both bottoms, aren't they both tops, da 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 da, this to this to this. And I just don't get it. Like, it's just odd to me that we can sit around and plan these weddings, these receptions, these huge extravagant, you know, weddings and marriages and honeymoons and just anything that revolves around relationships. We sit around and watch The Notebook. We sit around and watch PS I Love You. We sit around and watch all these romantic comedies and take out the main characters, put ourselves there, and just have this Barbie dreamland relationship in our minds. And we tell each other. I've been in circles where marriages and weddings have been planned out to the very napkin. On the tables, to the very centerpieces. I mean, I've heard guys sit around and say, I'm gonna make my centerpieces, you know, rustic. I'm just like, okay, so we got it all planned out. Okay. So when you see someone going after that, why the negativity? That's strange. And I'm just sitting here like, I don't get it. I just do not understand. I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to realize it. I didn't want to be like, well, shit, that's what it is. But the only thing I can come up with is that it's jealousy. It's envy. It's hating. Because I'm just sitting around here like, what's the point? I'm just really sitting here like, when you get in a relationship, you want support. You want people to be happy for you. You want people to uplift you. You want people to, shit, when your name comes up and they're not around, you want people to say, no, they're doing good. Let them live. You want that. That's part of a successful relationship, in my opinion. Yes, it's just two people in that, you know, immediate space. But if your outside space is not supporting you, honey, it's going to be very hard. And I see it every day. I see it when I'm around the girls who have not had the nicest things to say about other people's relationships. They get in a relationship, and next thing you know, everything's under wraps. You had so much to say about these people doing it, but now you don't want the same heat coming to you. But you were given that heat. I think it's weak. I think it's pathetic. And I think we definitely need to change that narrative in the community. And when I've seen things like, ooh, he was just in my inbox. Let me tell y'all something. Situation. It was a guy in my inbox about 2 to 4 weeks ago. Maybe sooner than that. I don't know. But he was in my inbox. He was, you know, very nice. He was shooting his shot. Respectfully, I was like, you know what? It's just, no, it's not for me. It's not for me. I respectfully declined. But I would still be nice. I would still be like, you know, how are you doing? Things like that. I think a week or so ago, he popped up in a relationship. Very happy for the guy. By all means, nothing but support. I even commented like, oh my God, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. Nothing shady behind it at all. I'm really happy for this man. I'm really happy for him. Like, if I'm not the one for you, clearly, and you meet someone else, why would I have anything negative to say about that? It's not like I lost out on something. We weren't meant to be. So why would I be upset about that? Now, it does pop in my head that sometimes it can be situations where maybe somebody was talking to you, getting your hopes up, and then next thing you know, they popped up in a relationship. I definitely understand that. I definitely understand how that can be hurtful. I definitely understand how that can be a hard pill to swallow. At the same time, you throwing negativity over there, what's the goal? What's the end goal here? You throwing salt on their relationship, do you think if you throw enough salt, their relationship will end and they'll come back to you? Or I guess I'm trying to wrap my head around it because I've never been one of those type of people. And I hear it. And like I said, when the girls who have negative things to say about everyone else's relationships, when they get in relationships, Fort Knox. You don't even see nothing because they know what they've done and they don't want to get that in return. To me, that's my opinion. And I'm just sitting here like, I just want to ask, like, why do we sit around and plan these extravagant weddings and things, and the moment someone pop up, it's like all this negativity. And I've experienced it in my own relationship. Well, my last relationship, when I was with my ex, I was around some of the same people, or, you know, the same people I had come up with my Barbie dream home wedding. It was very, very few support. I didn't get much support. Actually, people thought that I stopped talking or being active in the gay community because I got with my ex. And it couldn't be further from the truth. It was like, people just thought that when I got with my ex, it was like, ooh, fuck the gay community. No, it wasn't like that at all. But I also didn't receive any support. And this is from people who I was like friends with, folks that was spending the night over my house, folks that were eating my food, people that I was driving to go pick up, people that I was giving rides to, people that I was, they were sleeping in my house, they couldn't even sleep in their family's house. Situations like that. And it just boggled my mind. And it was just crazy how I didn't get the support that I thought I would have gotten from these people who wanted the same things I was going after. I was going after relationship, family, I was going after kids, dogs, house, white picket fence, cars. I was going after everything that we had talked about. So when I didn't get the support from the stuff that came out their very mouths, it really confused me. Because on the flip side, when I have seen them in relationships, or when I was in the community and saw people, I was very supportive. It was times I was around people whose relationships were just trash. I mean, mental abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, rampant. I was nothing but supportive. Nothing but. Now, if your ass getting beat or your ass is getting mistreated, Selena will say, honey, you need to leave. Because I'm always going to say, look, you don't got to deal with this. But if you want to deal with it, I can ride with you. It's just, it's very telling. I'll say that. And I say it's very telling because when people were trying to say that I stopped engaging with the gay community because I got in a relationship, it couldn't be further from the truth. And it's because nothing else was acknowledged. Everyone was just saying, you got in a relationship and you stopped fooling with the gays. It wasn't acknowledged that people had talked to my exes. It wasn't acknowledged that people had betrayed me. It wasn't acknowledged that people had used me. It wasn't acknowledged that people had mistreated me. It wasn't acknowledged that shit was being said behind my back. It wasn't acknowledged that all the other shit that contributed to me pulling away and investing in my relationship and my family and my career. Everything, it was just funny how you pinpoint or how they tried to pinpoint me and my relationship instead of the things that they did to cause me to pull away. And it's just odd. It's always been odd to me that there's no support for relationships. And it's just crazy. It really is. It's like, how can you want something so bad, but then when you see someone else got it, you don't say nothing positive. But then when you get yours, you want to hide it like it's the fucking, the holy grail. You don't want anyone to say anything negative about it. You don't want anyone to possibly cause any harm to it, but you do it to others. And I used to wonder why some couples would, you know, not be so active in the community. But then I started to realize that there's really not any support. There's really not any support. Everybody wants a relationship, but nobody supports it. And I think that it's very counterproductive. And I think people see that. And I think that plays a part in dating as well. Like, if you always have something negative to say about relationships, you don't know who's around you. You don't know if someone's around you that might be interested in you, but they see how you look at relationships or see how you view them or see that you basically don't support them. And that could turn people off. Like, damn, you don't support relationships. You cynical, you know. Damn, I thought you was cute, but now I have to factor this in as well. Shit like that happens. It's just nuts. It really is. And the only thing I can come up with is that it's jealousy or envy, self-hate, maybe some self-esteem issues, whatever it is. This is why I always and forever will advocate and be there for mental health and therapy, because it's something going on the inside. It has to be. It has to be something going on the inside, because it's too much negativity for it to just be, that's just the way I am. Especially when there's so much negativity being said. And then on the other side, it's, I want to get married and have this big wedding. So it's like, you got to kind of, it's just very confusing. And I just wish that the gay community would, I guess, be a lot more supportive. Sometimes the person just isn't the person for you, and sometimes they're the person for someone else. Trust me, I've been there. For years, I thought I was the quote-unquote boyfriend trainer, because after my relationship, it seemed like they would get with somebody and it would just work. But even then, we don't know how the ins and outs of these relationships. I'm a firm believer in, if you don't have anything nice to say, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Just be quiet. Because you will want the same support when you get in a relationship. be supportive up front and out, so when you do find yours, you don't have to kind of hide it because you don't want people to do what you did to them. It's a lot of hypocritical statements in the community. And I just wanted to just basically, I know I said a lot, but I'm still like, where is it? What's the problem? If y'all know, please, please tell me. I've been trying to figure it out for years. And when I was in my last relationship, I didn't want to be like, damn, you know, are they hating? Are they jealous? Or, and when I say hating or jealous, I mean like, not of the people per se. Or maybe the people per se, but I'm more so like jealous that two people are in a relationship and others are not. That's what I'm saying. Like, not that, you know, the people in particular, but just the fact that you see people getting together and your ass still single. Which is not a bad thing. Shit, I'm single right now and I'm enjoying it. But it's that bitterness. It's the energy that you're emitting. And that's something else. We have to get on a frequency of what we want. We have to really be considerate of what we put out into the universe. Words are very powerful. And what you speak out comes right back to you. Usually times three. So, I mean, that's something to think about. You want some positive experiences. You want a positive relationship. You want a healthy relationship. Start speaking on people's relationships in either a positive way or just shutting the hell up. I mean, treat others the way you want to be treated. Wouldn't you want support? Wouldn't you want to know that when you're not in a room and people bring up your relationship, that people are there saying, they don't do nothing to nobody. Leave them alone. If you ain't got nothing nice to say, we are not going to talk about this. We're not going to talk about them, rather. That's the part of support. When people don't engage in tearing you down, or people put a stop to you being torn down or your relationship being torn down and you're not around, that's a form of support as well. But if you're not giving that, people aren't going to do that for you. They're going to think about their time. Oh, well, they don't do it. I just want us to be a lot more considerate of the stuff we're putting out. Because we can't be sitting around here crying about being single, or, you know, not, you know, having a relationship, or, you know, being feeling some type of way, you fill in the blank, about people getting relationships. But then you at home talking to your best friends, talking about, I just wonder why I'm single. Are you even grateful for what you have? Are you even saying what you, are you putting out the frequency of what you want? Or are you putting out negativity? Also, don't nobody want no negative ass person. Don't nobody want, trust me, I was a very negative person. Made it very hard in my relationship. Well, my last relationship. And like I said before, people notice how you are. When you're in these group settings around a bunch of gay men, there could be some singles around. Watch how you conduct yourself. People notice that. People notice if you're a warm, inviting person. People notice if you're a catty, messy, shady person. People notice that. That factors in when people are seeking mates. Damn, we was at that party and he was telling everybody business. You don't think people think that? Damn, when so-and-so relationship came up, he had nothing but negative shit to say. You don't think people notice shit like that? Or damn, they always throwing shade. Damn, they always get... Come on now. Y'all say y'all want love and relationships so much, but I don't see it. I see the idea. Y'all want the idea. Y'all want the imagery. But it's so much more. That's why when I was in my last relationship and I was not getting the warmest of support, that was another reason why I pulled away. Because I just was like, this is nuts. Y'all want the moon and the stars, but y'all, we treat each other like shit. We really do. And this can go beyond relationships. We need to just support each other, period. It's a whole world out there who don't like us. It's a whole world who would rather not see us, period. They killing us. They're killing, the trans community is part of our community. They are killing us for just existing. And we don't have any, I mean, it's, you would think you would be able to go amongst your own people and find some form of brotherhood, some form of peace, safety. But a lot of times that's not the case. And I'm just sitting here like, damn. It is, and also it's very hard to be around some of y'all because y'all are nothing but negative. Nothing but. Only time I see positivity is when it's about a favorite music artist or a favorite designer or, you know, something like that. But locally, where I am, I don't see it. It's a bunch of mms and mms and mm-hmm and it's I just want the love that we want to start from within and for that to emit outwardly. I feel like it's a lot of hurt going on, and that's all you see out there is just people hurting other people. People not supporting each other. It's so, it was so many people that I had beefs with or resentments with, but now I want to see them do nothing but win. That's it. I don't care what one of these girls who I've become good friends with, we were about to throw down. We were about to fight each other for real. Like, we was about to twirl. It had got that bad. But now, when I see him, I know I say girl, but when I see him, I want nothing but the best for him. I want to see him on billboards. I want to see him singing down. I want to see him performing live. Honey, I'll be in the first row supporting him. Even one of my exes just ran for office and won. Sent him a congratulations message on Facebook. Why would I be in a place where I'm like, he won? He want to be a singer? Like, what? That ain't doing nothing for me. That ain't doing nothing for me. And I want y'all to realize it does nothing for y'all. It takes nothing to say something nice or say nothing at all. It's like we want so much support behind our projects, behind our visions and our dreams, but we're not giving it. From personal stuff to relationships to business, where is the support? Even when you have like these celebrity couples, I don't know the guys' names, but I think they were based in Atlanta. One of them was light skinned and one of them was darker skinned, and it was so much negativity coming out about them. And I was like, damn, they look like they doing a good ass job raising these kids. I saw so many negative comments. He doing this. They doing. I'm just like, honey, are the kids happy? Am I really like their friends were, I don't even know if this, I'm not that connected where, and even if I was, honey, we got enough negative shit going on. As long as these kids ain't being abused, as long as those kids ain't being abused, ain't nobody being, I guess, thrown from the rafters, I'm cool. But let's think about that. Even then, is it your business? What are you going to say? What are you going to do? Are you going to drive down there and help them? Like, I guess my point is, again, either say something nice or shut up. And I just really wish there was more genuine support, because my ex brought up a good point. He was like, you know, you fight for all these, you know, rights and equal rights and marriage and all this stuff, but you don't support it. You really don't support it. You support the end result. Ooh, they got married, mate. Shit. Some. No, let me rephrase that. You want the, a lot of black gay men want the end result. The marriage, the reception, the glitz and glam. But it takes support to get there. It really does. It takes a village. I know a lot of times we think that that applies to raising a child, but it really takes a village to come together and be a better person. You have to have that support and love coming from around you and coming from within. So, if y'all know the answer to the question, I don't want to sit here and think that it's just jealousy or envy or hate or something like that. Me, myself, I think it comes from a deeper place. I think it comes from within. I'm not going to label it or go any further than that. I just think we all need to do a little digging, and we all need to do the work, because it's ridiculous that we can't support each other in any capacity, really, unless we're super, super close friends or just some shit like that. Like, sometimes, even in the Black community, I feel like sometimes you just need to support. No matter if you like that person or not, if they doing something good, sometimes you just need to either support or just don't make it harder for them to rise. If you don't have anything nice to say or uplifting to say, just shut up. And that's all I have for you guys. So, if you have an answer to the question, inbox me on Instagram, Facebook. If you have thoughts, maybe you think I'm wrong, or maybe if you think something different, reach out, let me know. And that's it, you guys. Have a good night or day, whichever time you're listening.